Podcast. I'm your host, Whitney Shio.
And I'm your host, Bessa Shio. I'm Whitney Shio's husband.
And we believe that it is totally okay to love your spouse the way they are, and also that things can be resolved.
Yes, Live Your Best Marriage, we always believe that every marriage has a chance to be awesome and also to be fulfilling.
Mm-hmm. And long-lasting.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. You guys can always find us on Twitter. I'm at Whitney Shio.
And I'm Pesa Shio, at Pesa Shio.
And, of course, you can like us on Facebook.
Which is Facebook.com/ Live Your Best Marriage.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Oh, yeah. So what are we talking about today, Whitney?
So today, I just wanted to talk about ways that we can structure our schedules so that we can have plenty of family time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, because, like, a lot of times we get caught up in thinking that all of our other things are important, like the work that we do and just all the stuff that we do. But actually, when it comes down to it, a happy marriage and family life is way more important.
So in the long run, a happy marriage and a happy family are more important, and they hold everything together.
Right.
And that's why it's so important to give it more priority. But mm-hmm. usually on a regular day,
mm-hmm.
when things become urgent,
mm-hmm.
we forget what's vital.
Yes. I'm so glad you brought that up. Yeah. So if you can put your important things before the urgent things. And I know that's really, really, really hard to do sometimes, because especially with work-related issues, it seems like those things should always come first. Or if they don't come first, like, the most amount of time should always go towards that. So.
Oh, the work-related.
The work-related. And yes. Then, because providing is always, like, front and center.
And I get it, because it feels, because if, from what I understand, and maybe some people don't get that, I mean, I'm just weird, but if you don't have income, you wouldn't mm-hmm. be able to take care of your family. So it's like a cycle. So
yeah.
Yes, although family is more important, and in the long run, family is more important, but you won't, sometimes mm-hmm. it gets to a point that if you don't have, you can't provide for them, if there is no food on the table, if you can't you can't pay your mortgage
mm-hmm.
or your rent, at that time, that becomes a priority. So if the quicker we can get past that,
mm-hmm.
and now it can be more easier to focus on the family.
Yeah, because if you end up having your family and your kids getting what is left over at the end of the day in terms of the time, then you might start getting some complaints about, like, somebody feels like they're not getting enough attention.
Okay, like one of your family members?
Yeah, kids? Yeah, either the kids, but most, like, definitely if your spouse mm-hmm. starts to complain, like, they feel like they don't get enough time with you or they don't get enough attention from you, that might be a big concern.
It might be a big concern. And I also view some of these things. I try to be very practical. And
mm-hmm.
some things can be in a season. You can be in a season of your life where you have to work overtime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Maybe there is a bill you need to pay. And that time, yes, family will suffer, but don't make it a habit.
Mm-hmm.
Or...
Mm-hmm.
Try to go back to, like, don't make it a habit, right?
Right. Well, yeah. Like, I totally get it. There can be seasons where you go through sort of a tough time and you yes. feel like you are, like, overcommitted, but you kind of feel like you have to be.
Yes.
But and I totally get that.
So we are not here to tell you that just ignore your family and just ignore your job and just spend time with your mm-hmm. family.
Oh no, because I mean, even if that is the case, what's really great is you guys can help each other with tasks around the house, or if you guys if you're self-employed, you can help each other out because both of you have strengths in different areas.
Yes, different strengths in different areas.
So if there's something that is very draining to one of you, then the other one could offer to do it.
And we do that here too.
Yeah, for us, like, we're self-employed, and so Pesa's not a huge fan of typing emails to people, so I go ahead and take care of that, but I am not good with the tech stuff. So any issue, like, I don't know, software, blah, 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 whatever, he does it. So, yeah. So if you can, like, help each other out, that's great. That's awesome. Because if you can, then you'll get things done faster.
Yes.
And then you'll have more time to spend together then.
Yes, and if something is not your strength, sometimes focusing on what's your strength and just trading tasks,
mm-hmm.
that way people focus on what they are strong at,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
it actually makes things easier for you and makes it easier for the other person, but at the same time, you get things done faster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And like, folks, I just want you to remember that we're just throwing out suggestions, like we're just giving ideas that you can use you might just have to find something that is a good fit for you specifically.
Yeah, for your family, yeah.
Because you have to be really, really careful about who you get your advice from.
Yes.
Like, especially if it's a big issue that could change things in your household or that affects anything that affects your work or your family, you should always try to find something that works best for your household.
Yeah.
And because we all have a different household, something that is good for us might not be good for you.
Yes. So you take the advice, but at the same time you're like, okay, is this gonna make sense? No, does this not only make sense in my house, but can I be able to implement it and at the same time keep the family intact?
Yeah, absolutely. So especially when you're talking to your friends and probably even sometimes to your own relatives, it is still really, really vital that you're careful about the advice you take, because, I mean, a lot of people just mean well and they want to help, but if they're on a different path than you are, that can be very, I don't want to say damaging, but it, mm-hmm. it could be. Like, their advice is probably not going to help you. And
no.
An example that I can give you is if their circumstances are, like, way, way, way different than yours.
Yeah.
If I try to get advice from someone who works a full-time job, let's say they work 40 to 60 hours a week.
Okay.
And they send their kids to school Monday through Friday. I don't really know how much their advice is going to benefit me or how useful it's going to be.
Advice regarding?
Just like really specific things. Like if they're trying to give me pointers
mm-hmm.
on things that I should do.
In the house?
Not so much in the house, but just in life in general.
Okay.
I have to kind of sit and think about it for a while because I'm running a completely different system. I'm not employed, so I have to be really intentional about the choices I make. Like, I have to be, like, really super detail-oriented. I mean, when I say something has to work for my house, it really has to be a good fit for
You're
my
right.
house.
Yes.
And I also don't send... My kids are homeschooled. So that in itself is like that's like running an organization right there.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm not trying to like I'm not trying to sound like I'm all like important or anything. I'm just no, because that's not even the.
You're running an organization. You gotta be important.
No, like what? I'm just trying to make a point that like we've had issues with that in the past, like taking advice from friends who don't even come close to being qualified to give us advice.
But they're giving us advice because they are nice people.
They're nice people. They mean well.
They mean well, yeah.
They totally mean well, but they, at the time, did not realize we were on different paths, and we also did not realize that.
Yes.
And one thing that we've learned is some of our relatives think, like, we're crazy. They think that we, like, got off the only path in life.
Yes.
And we're lost. But now, Pesa and I are starting to realize that we just happen to choose a different
path. You're not lost. You're just taking a different path.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
And that doesn't make them wrong. It just makes it that we are on two different paths.
So I just want to encourage husbands and wives to, or just all couples, to talk to each other and reach an agreement when it's time to make a decision or make a change for your family, because we've been there, done that. We've had issues where we took the wrong advice from someone who had no clue even what our situation was like. But it did not end well for us.
So they pretended that they... Do you think they pretended? Or they just... They did not even have an...
No.
They didn't have a clue. Just, but I think most important is we didn't have a clue.
We didn't have a clue.
I think...
We didn't have a clue.
I think the back stops with us. We didn't have a clue.
It's true, yes. That's why I just want to encourage couples to always, 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 like, talk together. Like, you guys are the ones who really should have shared decision making, because the people I'm referring to, they just thought they were giving us helpful ideas, but in reality we really were like clueless. We just thought any idea was a good idea.
Yes. So does that mean that before you take an idea you have to pre-qualify the people? You're like I have to pre-qualify you.
No, you know what? Honestly, guys, we went through so much suffering on that on that topic. I'm going to say yes. We went through some tough times. But again, even if your schedule is super, super busy and when things get tough, always remember to laugh together.
Yeah.
Just remember to have fun. Don't take yourselves too seriously. And sometimes it's good to change things up a little bit, too.
Like what?
Like, well, you can make things more exciting, I guess. Like,
oh yeah.
For us, recently, we've been, for the most part, I would say, like, having a plant-based diet.
Okay.
But in the last few weeks, we've been eating a lot of pizza, I guess. I should just come out and say it.
I was going to ask you, does that count? Does the pizza that we've been eating count?
Yeah.
But like, we've been busy, right?
Like we've been like super crazy busy like the last 3 weeks. But so like this whole week, I don't know, we've had I don't know how many pizzas. So, but it was honestly like... Our kids, we got really good feedback from our kids. They thought it was fun.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but the good thing about it was like, it was something quick and easy for us to prepare. So, I don't know. Anyway, that's just whatever you can think of that would be like a fun thing that you can add into your routine, something that your kids would enjoy, whatever it is for you guys, I would totally recommend.
But you know,
that.
Like that waking up at 3 a.m. because I'm so thirsty after eating so much pizza.
I know. Yeah, we're not used to it, that's for sure.
Oh my god.
But
I wake up so thirsty.
Because, yeah, that's the truth. Like, ideally, it would have been great if we could have gone for like a little mini vacation or something.
Yeah.
Like, even if it was in a town 2 hours away, that would have been like a really awesome, just something that we could do to change things and it would be fun for our kids, but we just
decided honestly, to eat pizza.
We just decided to throw in a bunch of really unhealthy food, and so we've been having fun with that. But also that just reminds me, like, if you're feeling like you're overcommitted, which that happens. I mean,
oh yeah,
I've had that feeling quite a bit. Like, one thing you can do, like, if someone suggests, like, hey, can you do this or can you sign up for this? Sometimes it's a good idea to
sign up
to ask yourself if it's really worthwhile, if it's something that is really gonna matter according to your goals, or if it's just something that you think might make you spend more time away from your family.
You know, I said sign up because it seems like everything that comes in front of me, I just sign up for it.
Yeah, that's like another another little problem we've had.
It's like I can't, like, it seems like every cause or every new mm-hmm. business idea that mm-hmm. somebody pitches,
mm-hmm.
I know.
The answer is always yes.
Because for some reason, I just...
Everything looks very enticing.
Yeah.
So we have...
And I just don't want to say no.
I think you have a problem saying no.
But now we have a new way of dealing with that. I just send my wife.
He makes me talk to the people. So we... So that's... Yeah, we both struggle with ADD, but also not being able to say no has been a little bit of an issue in our marriage. So, but those are all just things that you guys can explore and try to just reach a compromise. Also, another thing you can do for your schedule is you can try to block time. You can create blocks of activities, like you can batch things into 2 to 3 hours, or like say, like, okay, you know what, for the next 1 hour, I'm just going to sit down and I'm going to finish this, and then I'm going to take a break and go be with the kids or...
Yeah.
What or whatever, like, oh, I'm going to check my inbox at this specific time every day, and then instead of, like, going in and out of the inbox, like, just at all hours of the day.
Just
little things like that are really helpful.
They might not seem helpful at the time, but when you batch up things,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
it really saves a bunch of time. And just doing things in blocks of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, especially when we're running the business, if you can just, you say that, right?
Mm-hmm. What did I say?
It's like when you're running the business, you should batch up the time
mm-hmm.
of the like before you go upstairs to the kids and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, so doing things in batches can make it less overwhelming. Yeah. So I don't feel like I'm multitasking. I don't feel like I'm switching back and forth between different things. But also, I've noticed it saves a lot of time. I've heard, like, people say they try to do all of their errands at once.
Yeah.
So I've heard that before, but more recently I've been learning more about these other things, like putting things into blocks of time.
Yes.
Or trying to have leverage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so why don't you give us an example of something that you leverage for us in our schedule? I know trying to cook a whole bunch of food all at once
and then
freeze a bunch of it and then just warm it up throughout the week as it's time for to actually sit down for a meal. But Pesa knows something about laundry that can help.
What we do is just we do all our laundry all at once every mm-hmm. 2 weeks, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that way, like, having it done in batches like that, it prevents me from having, like, these, like, starts and stops. Like I'm trying to do all these loads of laundry just constantly throughout the day.
And the crazy thing was, for the longest time, we were doing laundry with the kids and stuff, like it seems like the washing machine, the laundry, yeah, the washing machine was just running constantly the whole day. It's like loads upon loads of laundry. So it's either the washing machine or the dryer. So it feels like from morning to evening, that's most of the things we were doing. It's like,
it was nonstop.
Yeah, at that time I had, I was working outside the house and I was running the business outside the house. And it seems there's always a pile of laundry, either waiting to be done, to be removed from the dryer. Something was being done with laundry. And it got to a point that, guys, it was ridiculous. I mean, it was just too much laundry.
Yeah, so he really saved me from that. So now, instead of worrying like, oh my gosh, when am I going to see the bottom of this laundry basket?
Yeah.
I can just... we can just throw things there and then we deal with it. Like, and we don't run out of stuff, by the way. Like, but it's just so nice not having to just every 5 minutes, like, oh my gosh, we need like the baby's out of clothes and
like, so yeah, I mean,
we need more towels.
And this might sound so simple, but if you're running a huge house, a huge family, These are some of the things that take a lot of time, but at the end of the day, I can say there's nothing to show for it, because it's like you still have to do it again and again and again and again. So I was looking at it from that point that it's not like I'm building up points of laundry. It's like, it's just this constant thing, which to me was ridiculous.
Yeah, he's like, this is so unfair. I don't have, like, a bank where I can see, like, all the money I've made from all the clothes I've washed. It's like, I wash them and then they spill stuff on it again. Like, it's just, like, this never-ending thing. Like, I'm doing so much work, but like you said, we don't have anything to show for it.
So when I realized that, and I realized that as long as we are wearing clothes, we still have to do the laundry. So how can I do this whole process in as easy and as an easy process? So I decided to, we have a really nice clean laundry mat, not very far away from the house. And I go over there pretty early in the morning. So we had to even actually sell very good washing machines and a dryer, sell them, but go to this laundry mat in the morning, very clean place. And that way I can, it takes me 2 hours to do the laundry. And at that time, there's no rush to dry. So I can dry like we're using like 10 dryers. And then this sounds like a lot to tell you right now, but the amount of savings in terms of time and that mental clutter is huge. I mean, it's unbelievably huge. Just the concept that you know you don't have to worry about it until when it's due on your calendar, it makes life so easy. It's that way you can actually focus on things which actually you're building, adding more value in your life, but you're still getting the clothes clean too.
Right.
Now, again, and I think we've talked about this in another podcast. A lot of some of our family members were pretty upset with the concept of we won't have a washer and dryer in the house. That was like, whoa, what are you guys? Because we were going against how things were supposed to be, quote unquote, done. So we won't have a washer and dryer in the house. And the fact that we'll be doing laundry in a laundromat. And I know people who live in big cities where they have small apartments, they are okay using laundromats. But we are... we live in a place where
we're in Kansas.
We're in Kansas. So just to say this, there's folks we hang out with who don't think positively about that. I think they should do.
Yeah, and actually I'm so glad you mentioned the part about like some of our family members not being happy with it. And guys, I just also had one more thing of encouragement for you, is don't try to get someone to switch over to your path or your way of thinking.
Yes.
'Cause we've also made this mistake before. thinking that if what we're doing is working, or if we're happy with what we're doing, then why don't we just help someone who's complaining and get them to do what we're doing?
Yes.
But actually, it doesn't, it's I don't know, it's harder. If someone is set in their ways, it is really hard to get them to change paths. And this all ties into how you guys want to run your household. Because we also had this issue come up the other day where a lady is looking for a job, and she's I don't know, what would you call it? She can write code.
Yeah.
So our natural instinct was, oh, well, why doesn't she just start her own website company?
Yeah. Or why not? Yeah, just provide value to people. Mm-hmm. And she came to talk to me, and it was me and another friend of mine. And in my mind, I was thinking, well, why can't she just run her web design company, or just provide just technical assistance to people, or teach some code to kids or something, and then get paid to doing that.
Mm-hmm. But basically, if he gives her that advice, he would be trying to get her to switch over to his entrepreneur path. And the reason, and again, I know this might sound kind of random, but the reason why I'm bringing it up is I just wanted to go back to that issue we talked about earlier about how you gotta make decisions that fit your household, because it's if we are the ones who are trying to get other people to do it our way, sometimes it's really hard to make that happen. But what's even worse is if someone is trying to get you to do things that really would not work out well for your household.
Yes.
If it's not a good fit for you, it can have a negative impact on your marriage and your kids. So yeah. It can just make things difficult.
Unnecessarily.
There you go. Perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
For somebody to even to realize this, they have to know what path they are on.
Right. But also, one thing that I like to talk about in the context of marriage is influence is a very powerful thing. It's if the grass looks greener on the other side, which usually it's honestly not, that can be really, really harmful to a marriage, because it can make us think like, well, if I either leave what I have and go over there, or if I switch, if I drop everything I'm doing and we convert to what they're doing, then things will be better.
Okay.
But and sometimes there are exceptions for that. Sometimes you can totally switch over and things are actually better. But I'm talking like if someone is trying to influence you to do something that really you just kind of feel like it would not be in the best interest of your family.
Don't do it.
I would totally say like it is okay to stand up for yourself and not follow their advice. Because I know sometimes the pressure feels like it's, like, really powerful. But you don't have to give in to the pressure. So.
And there are some people who believe that they are always on a higher moral ground than everybody else. And their job in this world is to tell people that they're doing the wrong thing, mm-hmm. and to make sure that they're doing, quote unquote, the right thing. Mm-hmm. And if you have that in your family, it can be difficult because every Thanksgiving or every Easter or every 4th of July, it's just a reminder that you are doing the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. And their main mission in life is to make sure that you see the light and convert you to do the right thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. So don't change. It's not so much about don't change, but if something really doesn't feel right, it's for a reason.
Right. And the worst thing, and I mean, again, we've lived it. The worst thing is when someone convinces your spouse to do whatever that thing is, but you don't agree with it.
Yeah.
It is really just not okay for someone who lives outside of your household to make a decision with your spouse, and then but you and your kids are the ones who have to suffer through it if it's a bad decision. So yeah, I would just say try to avoid that for sure.
And even if they say it's a good decision, there are many ways to do something. There's not only one way of doing something. So
right, there's more than one right way to go about life.
So even if somebody is so adamant that my way is the only way,
put a question mark. there's more than one right way to do things. Yes. And there's more than one right way to live your life. You don't have to fit someone else's expectations.
Someone else's box.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Folks, we've just had a blast. And we really enjoy having this podcast. So if you guys have any comments, especially just put the comments on Twitter or just rate us on iTunes. And you can do that at the Live Your Best Marriage podcast. And I guess until next time, this is Pesa.
And I'm Whitney. We will talk to you guys next time. Thank you.
Okay. God bless.